Yeah.
Button. Okay. So I want to carry on the similar idea we spoke about last week. Tosfot. Rashi. Rashi has a few Rashis at the beginning of this week's parasha. The Eila Mishpatim. Rashi says, the Eila, what's the Vav? It's a continuation, right? Every time you say Eila, it's Masalas Rishonot. If it's the Eila, then it's Machaber. And that teaches us that. Right. Maha Rishonim Misinai, Av Eila Misinai. So that's the first Rashi. Teaches us these Mishpatim from Har Sinai. The second Rashi. Then Rashi carries on and tells you why the very last din in Parashas Yitro was, right, was all about the Mizbech. V'lo taleh b'malot ha-Mizbechi, v'shlo tegaleh ervatcha alav. Right? So that the Mizbeach. And suddenly, v'eila mishpatim ha-shadim b'pehem, what's the smichus of Parashas? To teach you, where was the Sanhedrin? Next to the Mizbeach. It was in the Lishkat Hagazit. Right, on Har Avayis, inside the Beis HaMikdash, that's when the Sanhedrin was. That's the second din in Rashi. Asher Tasim Lifnehem teaches you. Asher Tasim Lifnehem.
Just Jewish.
No, it's only given to the Dayanim. Amar Lo Kosh Baruch Moshe, Lo Tenev Dat Chalomah, Eshene Lehem Aperet, Ba'alacha Bet O Gimel Pamim. I won't just teach them halachas two or three times until they remembered the halacha. I won't teach them tamim behind the dinim. Right? Rather, you should teach them the tamim behind the dinim until it's pashuch and aruch munach lefanei muchan leachol lefnei adam. No, it's not enough to simply teach the halachas. You have to teach the Tamim, the Lomdus. Okay? Pardon? That's where the Shulchan Aruch comes the name from. Ironically, Shulchan Aruch is just the Nidim. Okay. But it's the Nidim organized. Okay. So that's Shulchan Aruch. Guess the idea of Shulchan Aruch, Munach, Livnei, Muchan, Lecho. It's just easy to take. But really, it's not easy to take. If you try and learn Shulchan Aruch, it's not easy. If you try the Chosha Mishpat. And once you know the Lomdus, and then it becomes easy. Right? If you try to remember all of this, like that, just it, without the understanding, and very few of us have a memory to be able to do this. Maybe some of you do. I don't. But when you understand the Lomdus, you can actually recreate this easily. Because the Lomdus makes sense. Right? Okay. So that's the idea. Shulchan Aruch, it's only Shulchan Aruch Muchan Lechol when you understand the Lomz, the Tamim, and then everything fits together. Lifnehem, Velo, Lifnei Goyim. It's Asa to go to a Beis Din of Goyim. Va'afilu im yodim, he says, even if you yodim, medin echad, shein danin oto kedinei Yisrael, even if you know, that they're going to pass in exactly the same way. For some reason, American law and Jewish law, and this din is exactly the same. It's still asked to go to the non-Jewish courts. Okay, they're the Rashis at the beginning of this parasha. Let's just weave them together into one cloud. What was the Hava Mina to say? Or why do I need to emphasize that the Mishpatim came from Har Sinai? What I thought otherwise? Pardon? Okay, it's just Hammurabi. And why does Hammurabi make up his codes? Why? Orderly society. It's just practical. You need laws to run a society. You need rules for things to run functionally. Right? These aren't values about MS and uprightness and godliness. It's just you need to get society to run. And every society needs rules. So I could have thought, okay, just like, for example, by Dinei B'nei Noah, right? They also have a rule called Dinim. And they have to come up with rules. Does it really matter what rules they come up with? No, they just have to come up with rules that allow society to function well. What's important is everyone follows the rules. That's the goal. But when you tell me that the rules came from Har Sinai, what are you telling me? That these rules are not just pragmatic ways to run society, but they actually are expressions of divine ratzon about what's true and valuable and upright in the world. And now when you read Parsha Mishpatim, it's a whole different story. I'm actually looking into the insights of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's values and what he believes to be upright values in this world. And not just to make sure society follows a certain set of rules that allow society to pragmatically function. Therefore, when I learn the halachas in Mishpatim, I don't just want to know the bottom line halacha, I want to know the lomdus. What's the lomdus in this case? The tamim, which are the deep values behind the halachas. Because Mishpatim is not just the Hammurabi code updated. It's divine ratzon. It's divine values. About each one of these is somehow a deep expression of some Torah ethic. It's a tamim amitz. It's not shalom. It's not the lom. This is tamim amitz. Okay. No, another discussion. Okay. So that's the first two points here, right? It comes from Har Sinai. Therefore, it's of deep values. Therefore, it's important. You don't just teach the halacha. You also have to teach the values as well. And why should therefore the Sanhedrin be on Har Abayis and Lishkat HaGazir? Because they're an expression of Gilui Hashem in this world. When the Sanhedrin paskin, they're not just stam, they have the authority to organize society. They're bringing down the Beis HaMikdash is the makor of Gilui Hashem in this world. That's the Ikar Makom HaShuras HaShechina. So if you want a Beis Din and you understand that Beis Din, what they're doing is not simply instructing people what to do, but they're applying Ratzon Hashem in this world, then you want a Beis Din which is based and entrenched in the Makom of Gilui HaShechina in this world. And then why shouldn't you stum go to a Goyish court if you can go to a Jewish court? Even if it's the same halacha, the bottom line halacha is the same. But it's not. Whereas the non-Jewish court paskins, what are they doing? They're letting you get your money you need to get. They're making sure society runs its order. When a Jewish based in paskins, what are they doing? They are applying the values of Hashem into this world. It's a different action. It's a different action. It's true, the bottom line, the money will go from Reuven to Shimon. But the money going from Reuven to Shimon in a Beis Din is the money going from Reuven to Shimon as an expression of Chochmas Hashem. You're seeing the application of Gilui. It's a Gilui of Hashem in this world. You don't just see the money going from Reuven to Shimon. You're seeing more HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And as much as Choshen Mishpat and Baba Basra and all these things looks like just, what's Svara and what's Yasha, you know, basic how to run society. What we should be seeing in them is a Gilui of Chochmas Hashem in this world. Right? And every time Halacha is applied, that's it. And therefore, to go to a non-Jewish court is an attempt to create a Chilul Hashem. What does Chilul Hashem mean? Lashon of Chalal. Chilul Hashem is an absence of Hashem in this world. And you go to a Jewish court, it's a Kiddush Hashem. What's Kiddush Hashem? You're having more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. Now this can also explain another kasha. You guys are at Migul, and you know it goes, understanding it goes. If you wanted to get away with something, you can get away with it. You guys know, if you want to murder somebody one day, just make sure no one's looking. Or even if they're looking, just make sure not to answer their hasra. Just don't answer back. And you'll get away with murder. Literally. And you wanna win in Beis Din? Just say the second best Tana you have. Don't say the best Tana. Say the second best Tana. And you'll get away. You win with a Miku. Oh, I got a Miku. I'm there, man. You can fiddle the system. So what? The whole society breaks down? It's very nice that the system is Devar Hashem, but now society is not really running pragmatically. So the Ran has a very important drasha. Drasha's a Ran, I can't remember what it's like, Yud Aleph or something, some Parsha Shoftim, where he says like this. That's why there are, in fact, two marachot of din in Klal Yisrael. There's din a melech, and there's din a beis din. Don't worry, melech will make sure society runs well. If you murder somebody, and you just don't answer back, the hasra. So Beis Din won't kill you, the Melech will kill you. And really, all pragmatic purposes, Beis Din have two hats. They can kill you Medin Beis Din, and they can kill you Medin Melech. They can kill based on Eid Echad. They can kill based on Eidus of a woman. Right? They can Paskin Medin Mamanus, Medin Melech, instead of being Medin Beis Din. There are many, that's what we're in a very interesting lomdus to do when you learn Masechet Sanhedrin is, which din in Masechet Sanhedrin are Medin Beis Din, and which din are Medin Melech. So the Melech is not an application of pure Chochmas Hashem. The Melech's job is to run society and make sure society runs well. Beis Din's job as a Giloy of Chochmas Hashem in this world is to apply the true values. So you're not really Chayav Misa in the deepest sense, unless you turn around to the Asra and say, I'm a Kabbal Asra, Ba'amanas Kain, I'm killing this guy as a merit against this Sivoy Hashem. Boom. So now you're really Chayav Misa. I'll be Chochmas Hashem and it'll be the real values of Torah. When the money transfers hands, so you need to aid him to be Mekayim Adava. It's not just to know what happened. For that, you've got video cameras. But why do you need to aid them? It's because that's the system. It's about having human beings who are part of society bringing that event into the public, the societal thing. I think we've discussed in the past about the need for two Adim Dafka and not just the need to know what the truth is. And what the Rashi is describing, the first few Rashis here, is to really realize that's the basis of Mishpatim, that these are divine mitzvahs. And the Ran writes that. Why shouldn't you go? The Ran explains. That's why there's an Isser of Harakot, we're going to non-Jewish courts. Because if you have the choice between applying these subtle, divine sparks of Torah into this world, and having bringing down a Shechina into this world, or just getting hold of your money, then it's a Chilul Hashem not to do that. Right? If you can't do it through Beis Din, then you're allowed to go to non-Jewish courts. Why? Because you can't do it through Beis Din, because the guy won't go to Beis Din, so you have no option about bringing the Dvar Hashem to this world. But you're still allowed to get hold of your money, so you go to the Melech, and there's no Melech, so you go to the non-Jewish courts. Right? Because there's really two different separate things going on in Torah. Okay? Stop there. Shkoyach, have a good Shabbos.